foresee any battles. There's only one. When the mind is still paramount, when the mind remains on the throne, it is the hypnotist and the hypnotized. And it will always say, tomorrow we will do that. The mind will say, after I accumulate these things that I need, I have enough time and income to put away a lot of time for this work. You see how beautifully the mind says it? But if you want to translate that into good, solid English, it says, I will remain dead until I accumulate enough deadness so that I can then spend some time to be alive. The mind will find ways to phrase it to cajole you. There's no such thing as being alive in deadness. If that spirit in us isn't bouncing with joy and vision and courage and assurance, we are missing the point of the silence, for that is the at-one-ment with Source. In quietness and in confidence shall be thy strength. Now that quietness and that confidence releases you to the source of life. And that source becomes your strength. As a man thinketh, so is he. If you think out of a mortal mind, so are you. If your thoughts come from the divine in the stillness of yours, then harmony must manifest. Go back with me a moment now. As far back as you must. 30 years, 40, 50, or 60. Into the womb, before we are in form. And try to realize you never were there. That's what Jesus had to do, and he's our way shower. I never was there. I, Spirit, was never there. And go ahead another 30 years into a pine box and see you can never be there either. I, Spirit, can never be there. And between that womb and that pine box, you were never in between them either. For spirit is never confined between an end and a beginning. Spirit is eternally free. Spirit is God. The all, the only. Look around at this world of things and persons and places and conditions and see that not one of them can touch the spirit of being, to harm it or even to help it. Spirit is completely independent of all that is in this material world. Spirit is the new dimension of being. The self that is above the density of thought. I never came through a room. I never came into a mortal form. I will never be buried in a pine box. There is no physical activity in which I can engage that has anything to do with the Christ. The Christ never became anything physical, whether it's person or condition, place or thing. And all in this world is the imitation of that Christ. I am coming through the imitation, out of the imitation, into that spiritual form which walks freely through the air, through the sea, through the sky, through the earth, unlimited. I am becoming self-aware. I am consciousness, not form. I am the Father of one consciousness. And the consciousness that I am is the only consciousness in this universe. There is no other. There is no consciousness to oppose, no consciousness to harm, to hate, to deprive, to withhold. There is only self. We have climbed to a little mountaintop, and when we go back to the valley of mortality, that mountaintop will live itself as us. It will look at the forms, but it will feel its own identity where the forms appear. It will look at the conditions, but it will recognize their non-validity. It will recognize that they are without substance of any kind. It will not strive to improve that outer condition. For there is no such condition. It will manifest itself where the condition appears, as the activity of grace, as the harmony of spirit, appearing outwardly as harmonious form, as employment, as a good tooth where a bad one was, as a good bone where a broken one was, as health where there was sickness, as peace where there was war, as supply where there was lack. The truth becomes manifest. The truth was never absent. The truth becomes manifest. And the truth is your own being becoming manifest. The activity of the Christ is the activity of the truth in you. The word we take with us tonight then is Christ. For when Christ is born in you, you are alive. And that birth is actually a rebirth. A renewal of the awareness of your own self. I know every time that you have become Christ conscious, you have experienced a change in your life. For your Christ consciousness can take you out of a sick bed, out from under a surgeon's knife, out of poverty, out of despair, out of hopelessness. It can take you out of an unhappy marriage, out of an unhappy divorce, and it can transform any individual's life in such a way that the divine image and likeness begins to come forth, revealing itself and the many facets of its existence. Nothing else can do this but your consciousness of the Christ. For though we did not reach a sufficient degree of enlightenment before coming into this form, and although our parents did not reach that enlightenment before we came into this form, we must remember that we are preparing a consciousness for those who will follow. And just as Jesus was born into the fourth dimension, you may be sure that this will be as normal and routine as the sun coming up tomorrow morning, when a sufficient number on this earth have reached that level to lift the world. For if I be lifted up, I lift all men unto me. The consciousness we were born into is certainly different than the consciousness some are born into in other countries today. But what are those countries but states of consciousness? You see, everything that happens in our life, wherever we are, is the collective consciousness being manifest. We can't escape it. The outer and the inner are one and the same. The visible outer is the invisible consciousness made manifest. We think it happens, and then we fear it or we love it. But all we're fearing or loving is our own consciousness made manifest. It happened in us first, and it happened in the world before it happened in us. You may think a war in another country isn't touching you, but it is. It touches you in many ways, and it touches you in your consciousness where you're not even aware of it. Poverty in any part of the world is your poverty. It's the poverty of your consciousness. We all share these things without realizing it. So we must step forth from the world consciousness. We must take a Sabbath from the world consciousness, knowingly and consciously. We step out of world thought. We even declare unto ourselves, I am not going to be a blotting paper for this world thought. My consciousness is the consciousness of God. And in it there is no awareness of iniquity, There is no darkness. My consciousness is spiritual consciousness, not material, not human conditions. And then you see, as you purify and you have attained that measure of spiritual consciousness, the world thought makes no contact. And therefore it does not come through you and externalize itself as your life. You become independent of world thought. And whatever is racing through the mind of the world does not race through your mind and then appear as a condition. Whether it's flood of fire or hurricane. When you step out of the consciousness of the world, you also step out of the material conditions of the world. How? The consciousness of the Christ externalizes as the conditions of your existence. This is the transcendental. It isn't a human mind deciding when, where, and how. It is letting the invisible infinite be your external self as well as your invisible self. You're walking with God. Now, the thing I'd like to stress then is that there was a place in the consciousness of Jesus when it became clear to him that the form in his mother's womb was an illusion. When it became clear to him that his mother's form in her mother's womb was an illusion. When it became clear to him that corporeal being is an illusion, but that the Christ stood there where the illusion appeared, he learned that corporeal being only exists for other corporeal being. To do what he was, he had to also know that he wasn't something else. You must be faced with that decision. And it cannot come from your human mind. For your human mind put that form in that womb. Just as the world mind put a human mind where you think your mind is. Back into consciousness and let it reveal to you the infinite truth of your being. To be reborn of the Spirit, crucified to the false self, resurrected into reality in consciousness. Then the outer becomes as the inner, and the earth becomes the kingdom of God. See, this is a task that each does by himself. We have two more meetings, addressing the world silently with peace, and then the inner life, or the inner universe, I think it's called. Perhaps before the two meetings, you will find some measure of this realization fully breaking through. That would influence what happens in the next two meetings. Don't try to force it. It won't come that way. Do it effortlessly by relaxing. The frequency will be more important than all the grit and determination that you put forth. But if you catch the glimpse, you'll have a sunrise. Well, we said it was tough, and it is. It's a difficult lesson, and I didn't mean to dump it on you, but it's up to you at this point now. And so next week, let's see how far we've come. Let's hope we can meet this whole series with that strong experience of a new me having been born. Thanks very much.